Early next month, the organization called the Military Order of the Purple Heart of the USA Incorporated will hold its annual national convention in Rogers. The organization, chartered by Congress, was formed in 1932 for the protection and mutual interest of all who have received the Purple Heart. It is unique among veteran service organizations in that all its members were wounded in combat. John Bircher is national spokesman for the Military Order of the Purple Heart. He's with me on the phone from his home in Orlando, Florida. Mr. Bircher, welcome to Ozarks at Large.
Well, thanks. I'm glad to be with you.
Tell me a bit about this organization that's been around for 80-some years. What does the Military Order of the Purple Heart do?
Well, Military Order of the Purple Heart is a veteran service organization, much like the American Legion or the VFW, except we're the little guys. The American Legion with 3 million members, VFW 2 million members, we have 45,000. So we're not the biggest, but we truly believe we're one of the best. We don't have posts, we don't have bars, we don't play bingo. Everything the Military or the Purple Heart does is focused on service to veterans. 90% of our contributions, donations, go to service to veterans. We have a national service program that places a veteran service officer at every VA medical center and many clinics. Who will sit down with a veteran, and that's all veterans, not just Purple Heart recipients, and not just advise them, but literally fill out the paperwork for them to help ensure they get all the benefits they're entitled to. Now, that may be if you're homeless, we'll help you get a home. If you're jobless, we'll help you get a job. If you are an entrepreneur and would like a small business loan, we'll help you get that. These national service officers are trained by and certified by the VA, and so they are the experts on how to ensure you get every benefit that you're entitled to as a veteran, not just veterans, but their families as well. As I say, we're the little guys, 45,000, but that's a good thing. You don't want a whole lot of combat wounded veterans. In fact, there's something like 1.7 million recipients of the Purple Heart, but more than half of those were killed in action, because one of the two ways you get the Purple Heart is either be killed or wounded in action.
You mentioned that you're the little guys, but you do have a pretty big figure delivering the keynote in Rogers early next month, and that's the Secretary of Veterans Affairs.
Well, I think that shows the interest and the support of the Department of Veteran Affairs in our organization. Shinseki, former Chief of Staff of the Army, four-star general, and now Secretary of Veteran Affairs, tries to come each year to our convention to brief our members on the latest changes going on in the Department of Veteran Affairs and keep us updated on what's happening there. We love having him come. He himself is a two-time Purple Heart recipient, and so there's a natural affinity with Secretary Shinseki.
I imagine it is a unique fraternity. There is value in knowing that every member has received the Purple Heart, has been wounded in combat. That cannot always be an easy thing to talk about. I imagine it is somewhat helpful for the members of your organization knowing that everyone has a similar type of experience.
I'm glad you asked that question, Kyle, because in fact, when you go to a chapter meeting, that is your local community level chapter, going to one of those meetings, for me and for almost everyone, is almost like a group therapy session. You will talk with each other about things that you would never talk about at home. And it is a therapeutic thing to be able to exchange your experiences, exchange what's going on with you, what's going on with them. And I travel around the country participating in a lot of events that involve the post 9/11 wounded warriors. Last month I was down in Orlando. There's a wonderful group of guys called the Wounded Warrior Amputee Softball Team, all amputees. And they travel around the country playing in various events with celebrity teams. Well, last month they hosted a kids camp and brought 20 kids age 8 to 12 to Walt Disney World ESPN Wide World of Sports, for a camp, and all of these children were amputees. So it not only gave the kids a chance to meet and play with other kids like themselves, but also to see what happens when you grow up and interact with these wounded warriors who themselves have the same kind of disability. So there are lots of things that the Military Order of the Purple Heart does like that, that reaches far wider than just within our own little community.
I'm curious, there are all kinds of places you could have had a national convention. Why Rogers?
Well, you know, 4 years ago, we held our national convention in Rogers. And the guy who was the mayor at the time and is now one of your congressmen did such an amazing job of welcoming us, Steve Womack. Mm-hmm. And the hotel literally bent over backwards to make sure that we were taken care of. They did such an amazing job. Everything about that experience was unique for us. And each year we try to hold the convention in a different part of the country. But when we got the invitation from Rogers to come back, it was almost a no-brainer. It was such a positive experience. The community there welcoming us, and all of the politicians from the area, and especially Steve Womack. It was such a positive experience, we just had to go back.
John Bircher is national spokesman for the Military Order of the Purple Heart. The national convention will be held in Rogers in early August. Mr. Bircher, thank you so much for your time.
Well, thanks for calling, Kyle, and we really look forward to seeing everyone there.